Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I'm on with you every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Messages of Light. Today I have a very special guest. He's from West Virginia, and he is really awesome. He's a master psychic. He's gifted with clairvoyance. And at the age of 3, he started with this gift, and he's a master tarot reader. He's been doing that for about 18 years. He's a third-generation reader. He's very straightforward. His qualifications are he's gifted with clairvoyance. He's a certified master psychic in 2003, certified in tarot. He began reading the Tarot Focus. He has earned degrees in the Progressive Universal Life Church. So he's also degreed as a metaphysician, which is amazing. He has a certificate as a registered psychic, which is really cool. And he is a Kolomai practitioner and ordained minister of the Universal Life Church. And he has a doctorate of divinity. It looks like he's studying that. So he learned what his gifts were and how to use them at an early age. And he's learned that followed with tarot, which really helps him put the pieces together. And so when you ask him questions, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He really gets right down to the nitty-gritty, and, you know, there's no smoke and mirrors. He's, like I said, very straightforward, qualified. His degrees are just amazing, and he's an absolute sweetheart. I love having him on my show each and every time. I've had him on before, and he has a radio show on Tuesdays. I'll let him tell you more about that, and you can find him at Aeson, A-E-S-O-N, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. And you can find him at aesonknight.com. You can also find him on Facebook. And with that, I'm going to bring him live to our show. Welcome to the show, Aeson.
Hi, Amanda. How are you, hon?
I'm wonderful. How are you? It's wonderful to have you here.
Oh, I'm doing great, you know, moving into the new office and getting everything all set up and getting ready for the summer and the classes I'm going to do this year. So, yeah, it's been a busy first of the year for me.
Sounds like you have been busy. You've been doing all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, Spirit doesn't let anyone sit around on their laurels for too long.
Oh, no, we have to always be up and moving in this line of work.
Oh, yes.
Because if we're not moving, there's something. If we're not moving, then there's something about that. So I totally understand that. So giving out your website, it looks like you're having construction done on it right now.
I am having construction done on a lot of my sites. I'm redoing them
and
updating them. You know, as we go along in life, the old just doesn't fit anymore, so you have to go in and change things up and straighten them up and move things around.
Yep, out of the old, in with the new, that's for sure.
Right. You know, so, yeah,
if people want to try to get a hold of you since your site is down, how would they find you?
They should probably go to aesonknight.org. It was the last one I checked, and it was up and running perfectly fine. And that's actually where they can get through to me directly to the office. You don't have to go through a network or anything. And you can get a reading, and my rate's either $2 a minute, or I have a special right now that's 15 minutes for $25.
Not bad. That's a pretty good deal.
No. Yeah.
I would jump on that in a heartbeat if I needed a reading and I needed someone who was very straightforward and very accurate, you know, information like what you give.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm just the messenger, but it's a good deal, and it really, I can probably handle anything in 15 minutes. You know, a lot of people want to go, well, I want to see you for an hour. By the time an hour is over, I've killed everything in your life, you know, gone through your complete life.
Right.
You know, so 15 minutes really does me well.
Well, 15 minutes can really sum it up in a nutshell.
Sum it up,
I
get
think,
through
or
it, fix the problem.
You know, because, I mean, just straight forward really quick. Okay, so aceandknight.org or .com, because when I put in .com, it came up instruction, so it's .org.
.org. I actually own .org, .com, and .biz, but apparently my web designer is working on my .com, so both of those will work. Okay.
All right,
so,
perfect.
Yeah. We can, you know, you can reach me at any of those. And, of course, I'm at Keen. I'm on Facebook. Basically, put my name into Google, and you'll find me. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, they can find you pretty quickly.
Yeah, quickly and easily. You know.
Because, you see, I just did a search right here on your name, and it was really easy to pull you up. I mean, it was just very, very simple.
Very simple. You know, I'm normally on the first page all over the place. That's something I'm very blessed with. Is, you know, it's not hard to find me or to locate me at all.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how you got started?
Well, basically, when I got started, I started developing gifts at 3, and my grandmother, who was already missed, went, you're not supposed to be doing that yet. And it's like, well, I am. You know, I dreamt last night that this and this was going to happen, and it did, and that person's on the phone, and, you know, you need to really go and talk to this one because they're having this. And, you know, so she began training me and helping me grow through that. And then around 8, she says, okay, we need to get you focused because you're all over the place. And that's when, we started working with the tarot, and I took the tarot cards one card by one, drew it, you know, worked on the meaning, felt the symbolism in it, worked on interpreting it, and moving it from there. And then at 18, I was at her house, and she was having ladies over for readings, and she basically put me in a room, told me that there was a woman in there that wanted to talk to me to do a reading, and threw me in there and shut the door. So there I am. I'm having to do a reading. Never sat down and done, you know, a focused informational reading before. And we were in there for an hour and a half. Woman loved the reading. I really was able to help her. And then it just started picking up and moving from there. I went into nursing, and that was for about 3 years, but I still done this psychic work on the side. And then I hurt my back, and spirit, you know, because I didn't listen to spirit. Spirit kept saying, you know, you need to spend more time over doing this and less time working on this because you're going to hurt yourself. And it didn't listen, so I blew my back out. Yeah, that was one of those life lessons. It's like, hello, dummy, wake up. Yeah. All right, fine, you're going to do this one way or another. And, you know, so I don't move anything or lift anything, but I went to full-time reading after that. And I've been doing it now forever, it seems. You know, we're going to be, April the 17th will be 19 years in professional business.
Amazing. That is really amazing. So spirit just hit you and woke you up and said, here's what you're doing, and we're going to throw your back out and see where you go from here, and then boom, it happened.
Well, spirit said, you know, you need to be doing readings. This is, you know, you're a good healer and you're great at nursing, but this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. And I was like, oh, no, you know, there's no way that I could ever make much of a living out of this. There's no way I could ever do this. You know, I'm not computer illiterate. I'm not, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. You know, there's no way. I don't know anybody that's still in the business. They shut down the Type A network ages ago. You know, so, you know, there's just no way. And Spirit says, yes, you're going to do this. You're going to get hurt during this if you keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Pay no attention. No attention at all. And one night, working a 16-hour shift like I did most times, I got my back hurt. And the doctor said, you'll never work in the medical profession again. You cannot lift over 15 pounds. And then people just started showing up. Hey, your grandmother used to read me. I remember you helping her out sometimes. Do you still do readings? And then I met another colleague in the business, and she's like, well, this one's hiring, and this one's hiring. And, you know, I walked up into the attic and said, all right, I guess we're going to do this. And literally brushed the desk off and started working.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you were able to, you know, still recoup and regain and be okay and
move forward
into, you know, what Spirit wanted you to do. You know, just as you transitioned, it sounds like you really made, you know, huge strides into that. How cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, that's what Spirit does. When you're going in the wrong direction, they warn you and say, you want to stop that. You know, that's not good for you. All right, fine. Boom. Here's a brick house.
Wow. Wow, so they just wake you up with it. Have you ever had dreams where spirits come to you? Or very much connected with spirit in that way?
Very much so. Especially in the early years it would come to me, you know, information would come to me in dreams. And as I've studied and, you know, learned a little bit more and watched cases progress and watched people progress, a lot of times spirit comes to you in your dreams, either as a past loved one, this figure you don't know. They'll show you what's, you know, what's going on, what situation is going on. And if you're not watching and not learning, you think, well, that was the silliest dream I ever had. Why in the world was I going through a house that had nothing in it? And then a couple days later, oh, that's what this dream was about. You know, and it'll just hit you. And I find that that's when the psychic eye or the psychic senses really start slowly opening. That's kind of the outer layer of things. And a lot of people have dreams that mean nothing, but also a lot of people have dreams that work out their issues. They go to sleep with a problem. They wake up with the idea to fix it. You know, so we as a culture have stopped paying attention to dreams because it's just your brain replaying things. No, it's you connecting directly with spirit in the most easiest way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're really onto something when you said that, because I think that when we finally listen, you know, you were saying that for a while there they were trying to talk to you. It sounds like yours was verbal, not really necessarily dreams, when you were really pushing, and then all of a sudden, ouch, you hurt yourself, and then that's when you woke up, and you said, okay, I now get it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what was I doing? You know, why was I doing that? Oh, okay, now I see. You know, and a lot of times that verbal communication we pass off as our conscience or our other, you know, the voice in the back of your head, mind. A lot of times that's spirit going, excuse me, hello, notice that. And we just go, whatever. You know, what a silly thought. Let's move on forward. You know, but it really isn't. It really is just you connecting with spirit and really taking time to open up. I think a lot of times people think spirit's running around in big white robes, sitting up on fluffy clouds, and paying attention to the world, which part of spirit is doing that. But there's the other part that's with us as humans. A lot of people call it spirit. Some people call it guides. Some people call it your guardian angels, whatever, is with you and talking with you all the time. And, you know, providing you information, if you will just listen. Take a moment to pop out of your brain, out of your little scenario or situation you're running through, and go, okay, what am I supposed to be hearing here? What am I supposed to be looking at here? And, you know, that's the way it is for very much late bloomers children do it all the time, and we call it make-believe, but they're really just playing out scenarios that Spirit's giving them.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. And so sometimes Spirit, when you're connecting with Spirit, it's in dreams and they're trying to tell you something and you need to pay attention. Sometimes it could be a voice trying to connect with you just verbally, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Or repetitive numbers, or, you know, that's just trying to get your attention. You know, I feel a lot of times Spirit gets very frustrated because we as humans get locked into, like, blinder mode because they're trying to bring our attention to something. They're trying to warn us of something. They're trying to say, you know, knock this off. This ain't going to benefit you. And we don't listen as humans. We just go, oh, whatever, you know, I'm going to go on my merry little path. And then, you know, and once, you know, the little thoughts or the little ideas come into our head and we pay no attention, then they're going to step it up and move it into dreams and repetitive dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're really searching for things in dreams or starting to pay attention to your dreams, I find a lot of people have problems dealing with remembering their dreams, and that's, you know, more where you have to take time before going to bed, turn off the computer, take some quiet time, and really put yourself into a pattern of thinking, I'm going to remember what I dream. And in the morning, before the coffee, before anything, just sit down and write whatever is in your head at the time, what you remember. It may just be as simple as a color or a person or a situation you dreamed about. Write that down, and over a period of about a month, you'll begin remembering the dreams. You'll begin finding the information much easier to remember, and you'll just begin processing it much quicker. And then as you go back and look over things, you'll start seeing repetitive themes of life versus dream time. You know, you have a nightmare, you have a bad day. You dream about this, this occurs, and you find your information in there that you've been searching for.
Oh, wow, that's really powerful. And you can find it there, especially with it being repetitive.
Right, because it'll repeat itself. You know, you have a dream of you fighting with your boss, and then you suddenly begin having problems with your boss, but you see that the fight that you're dreaming about is over one thing, and the problems you're having with the boss is over another, and then you know, go and talk with him, and you see that the real problem that he's having is because you're not doing something the same way that you dreamed in your dream that he wanted you to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Much simpler. You know, it's just changing the pattern of behavior.
Right, now that makes a lot of sense because you're just kind of going in about it and, you know, working towards it. I like how you were bringing that out into the open, too.
Yeah, and, you know, that allows people to get much more comfortable. And, you know, we as spiritual beings experiencing this life have a lot of information that we provide ourselves if we listen. Have a lot of information that Spirit provides us. And we're able to process stuff a lot easier if we just relax
mm-hmm.
and allow. And I think that's part of the problem is that we get stuck in that, you know, this is life and I have to do A, B, C, and D, and don't forget to go back to A when I'm done. And sometimes you're not meant to do that. You're meant to go and change and grow in a different direction.
Yeah, and it sounds like you can really do that just by observing what's going on in your dreams and what's going on around you and what you're feeling. Basically, almost like the five senses.
Right. We have six senses. You know, we have the five physical and spiritual sense. And
absolutely.
If we allow that all to work together, we have a much easier life. We can tell where, oh, this ain't right for me. I need to go do this, or oh, this isn't working, or you know, I'm having problems out of my stomach because I'm stressing too much about this. So if I want to change how I feel here, I need to change this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's very true. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then come back. And then would you like to take some callers?
I'd love to take some callers.
All right. We'll be right back in just a second. Asen, you're listening to WGGM Radio. This is Messages of Light. You can check out Asen at www.asennight.org. That's AsenKnight.org. You can give us a call at 347-237-5339, and we'll be right back.
Ayer que me llevaste a la tienda, me diste una lección. Cuando a la señora se le cayó el billete.
Welcome to the Maya and Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
Maya and her friends want you to get up and play, because it's always more fun to be active.
Let's get started.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that will help keep you healthy and active. Whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
You are listening to WGGM Radio. We are back with Asen Knight from West Virginia. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can check him out at asenknight.org. That's AsenKnight.org. And again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, Asen. Are you here with us? Let's see. Let's try that out. Oh, somehow the microphone is messing up. Let's see if we can get him back here. All right, Asen, you should be on. Are you here with us? No, that's just odd. It keeps putting him back on hold. We're going to try this again.
Hello.
There you are.
Amanda?
Okay, good.
Hi.
We're here. You're here. You're here. I don't know what was up with the microphone. It was putting you back on hold for some reason, so I'm glad you're back.
Well, I'm glad I could be back. I don't know. Maybe you just wanted me to be quiet a moment.
That was interesting. Well, we're ready to take some callers. Are you ready for your first one?
I'm ready to go, honey.
All right. It's 972. You're on with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. This is Audrey in Texas. I'm in Arizona. Sorry. Do I ask any question I want, Amanda and Asen?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask about my current relationship, where you see it headed with David.
All right, let me take a look here. But I feel right now it's going through some changes. This makes both of you a little uncomfortable, but you're going to be able to work that out. And it's really just getting stuff out of your way so it can be a lot better relationship. Okay?
Yeah, we are going through some heavy emotional changes right now.
Yeah, but, you know, it's for your both good. It's for your growth. I feel like it continues. There's a little bumps in the road, but it really settles itself out in mid-March, and you guys just start growing in a more comfortable speed for both of you. I think a lot of issues weren't dealt with when they happened. So that's...
Hello?
He's still here.
Lost. Okay, I missed some of it. Well, my biggest fear, Asen, was if David was going to move, because we live in Arizona right now, and I just want to make sure he's not going to leave me and go back to Texas, because he certainly is missing it there. And that's been my biggest fear right now. And I've been going through an emotional roller coaster, I guess you would say, because of it, you know?
Huh. Okay, he should still be here. Are you there, Asen?
Is he here?
That's really odd. He should be here. Yeah. Let's try to reboot. I don't know what is going on with Blog Talk today. We've had some
issues
with the
Mercury.
With
yeah,
the
Mercury
studio.
Is in
studio. So we'll try this again.
That Mercury
we'll
retro.
Asen, are you there? Yeah, I think it's Mercury in retro. Are you here with us now, Asen?
Till he goes back to
your
Texas.
Your mic's open. There we
Hello?
Go.
Hello.
Hi, Asen. Can you say that again? You were gone again, so I rebooted our little switchboard here. So can you try that again?
Yes. I don't feel he goes back to Texas. He may go for a visit, but he ain't going to be there more than 3 days. I feel like that's where his safety net is, and that's why he's always saying he's going back.
Yeah, because I get real scared that he's going to break up with me and go there, and I would be devastated because we've been together almost 3 years, and I love him. A lot, you know, we're not perfect and we have our ups and downs like anybody, you know, but
right.
I just love him. And so I've been really emotional lately, wondering if I'm going to lose him, you know, back to Texas.
Yeah. No, you won't lose him back to Texas, honey.
Okay. Thank you, Asen. And I'd love to listen to the rest of the show. Thank you, Amanda. Love you both.
All right. Thank you, Audrey. Okay, well, we got that one done. We have another caller who is area code 618. You're on with Amanda and Asen. How are you? Hello, 618.
Hello, caller.
You're on with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hello, caller.
Okay, well, they're not answering we'll try them again here in a minute. We'll give them a second. Put them back on mute and take them off again and try again. Hello, 618-250. Are you with us? Okay, I don't think they are. We have about 6 minutes left of our show, and that was our last caller right there. So is there anything you'd like to share with the last 6 minutes of our show?
I'm looking at probably in March starting a psychic hour, and that'll be through Pow Talk. And it'll be an
Perfect.
Hour of conversation and growth with Asen. We've relaunched the Psychic Coffee Shop, except we're on Wednesdays. That's normally 11 p.m. twice a month. And let me see, what else am I doing? I'm going to do an intro to tarot, but that's local here if you're in, you know, my area. And, you know, since I've opened the office, I'll go ahead and, if you'd like to reach me for a reading, you can go ahead and reach me at 304-584-3592, and you can get a reading right there over the phone. You know, I do ask that you be over the age of 18, but, you know, everything's handled through that. You don't have to do the network thing. So what are you doing this month, Amanda?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm just working up to my readings, too. You know, people can email me for a reading at starwaya@hotmail.com. And my office number is 301-748-1090. It's funny, you've got 304 and I have 301.
Mm-hmm. And you're out of Missouri, right?
I'm out of Missouri. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
You're out of West Virginia. I've been that way before. I've visited there quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I'm ever down in your area again, I might have to see if you're having a class or something.
Oh, of course. And, you know, stop by. You know, if you're in my area, stop by, you know, because I know you do touring each year. And so are you going to be doing that this year or are you staying home?
I should be doing that this year. I'm just going to take it one step at a time and see what spirit, you know, has in store because they've, like you, they've been doing some very interesting things with me too, showing me that I'm going to be doing some very cool things within the next little bit. So we'll see
cool. What
they have to offer us.
God, you know, and that's the way spirit does. They just go, oh, by the way, you know, you thought you were taking I-81. Not really. We're going to take you down I-10.
Right, because we'd rather take you down I-10 instead of the other one. Oh, I know. I hear
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Totally what happens. Well, Asen, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and we will have to do this again soon. I had fun.
Good. I'd enjoy it, honey, anytime you need me. I think we're going to be back on together again in March.
Oh, we should be. I think we are going to be on again in March, too. So until then, I will see you next time.
See you next time, honey. Have a great day.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. You've been listening to WGGM Radio, Messages of Light. Until next Monday, same time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Everybody have a good week. I'm wide awake.